Shalom Aleichem, how are you? I'm incredibly appreciative and honestly very, very just honored to be able to kick off Mirtz Hashem, what should be days of inspiration from now until Pesach, to be able to share some words of Torah with you. Now, I want to also thank Shlomi for giving me this chus and opportunity to be involved and to be able to share words of Torah. Now, as we know in the Haggadah, we're all familiar with the passage, the portion of the Haggadah, known as Arami Oved Avi. The Aramean, in reference to Lavan, sought to destroy my father. As we say in the Haggadah, what did Lavan inherently, Lavan the Arami, try and intend to do to Yaakov Avinu? Because Paro, really inherently, his decree came only against the boys, the young boys. The Lavan, however, the Lavan was worse than Paro. Lavan was bikesh lakar es hakol. Lavan intended to uproot the entire essence. Shenemar, as it says, Arami Ovid Avi. So we see this story that Lavan intended to destroy Yaakov Avinu. And here Lavan is being presented in contrast to Paro in incredibly stark terms. Now the Baal Haggadah is telling us, that Lavan was worse than Paro, for Paro only wanted to kill the boys, but Lavan, he wanted to destroy Yaakov, and thus, of course, the entire future of Klal Yisrael. Now, this contract is actually, to be honest, a little bit hard to understand. It's even perplexing. I mean, firstly, if in Pashup Shat, in Pshutei Shel Mikra, nowhere do we actually find that Lavan intended to actually kill Yaakov Avinu. There's no actual direct source that Lavan wanted to kill him, only that he was swindled, he tricked him. But and even more so, more than that, the person who we find in the Torah that did want to hurt and to physically harm Yaakov was actually Esav, who came upon Yaakov with 400 men, Arba Mayos Ish. So why is Lavan, however, being singled out as the one who attempted to destroy Yaakov and the Memel of the entire nation of Klal Yisrael? It seems to be it's totally the opposite. It's the Esav is the one that should be viewed and pointed to as the one specifically that wanted to be La'akar as HaKol, to uproot the entire essence of Klal Yisrael. And of course, there are many answers to this question. I'm not the first one to ask it, but I'd like to suggest a particular approach. Now, as we've spoken about before, the Lavan was engaged in very swindling behavior. That was his whole shtick. He was constantly changing the rules of the agreement from before, and whether it was regarding the bride of to whom Yaakov was to be married or the payment he was to receive, Yaakov was constantly changing things back and forth. One could only imagine how Yaakov felt this level of abuse. And even for the most completely upstanding people, even the strongest of people at the end of the day, such treatment, I could imagine, still crosses a line. At a certain point, a normal person, as they say in the, you know, they say colloquially, you become street smart. You start to smarten up a little bit. You stop being taken advantage of and being treated as a shmata. And yet, however, though, that's interesting. Yaakov coming along when he's confronted later to Esav, when he confronts Esav later on, and he tells him, "Im lavan garti," as Chazal darshens from that, "Im lavan garti tarig mitzvah shavarti," that I kept the entire Torah. Though I lived with Lavan, I did not sway from his Torah commandments. Yaakov, emerging victorious from the battle of ethics with Lavan, Yaakov Avinu preserved his trait of emes, despite the fact of the constant barrage of lies thrown at him. It's all too common, unfortunately, when we're faced with people that are testing our own ethics, that we will lower our ethics towards them as well. It only is natural. Why should you be taken advantage of? You have to meet fire with fire. And if Yaakov had stooped to this level, could you imagine if Yaakov had indeed stooped to this level of quote-unquote standing up for himself and not being treated as a shmata? He would have actually made the true danger of destroying the essence of his tamimus, of his innocence, of his purity, of leaving himself irrevocably changed forever. Not only would Yaakov be damaged, but do you understand that midah of the titan emes Yaakov of Yaakov Avinu would apply to Gans Klal Yisrael later on? It would be injected into our DNA that will also be swindlers. There will also be people that look to shave a few points here, to cut a corner there. That's not the midah of Yaakov Avinu. And if anything, if someone who is doing that, it's only because they're diverging from the emes and the emes Mahalich and Midah of Yaakov Avinu. This Taka would be Oikar Sako. And the fact that Yaakov Avinu was placed in that, and that's why we have the Taina on Lavan. The Taina on Lavan is that by pressuring and putting Yaakov into that place, he was trying to destroy everything. He wanted to see Yaakov fall. He wanted to see that Yaakov could be just as a hypocrite as me. And yet, at the end of the day, it's not true. Yaakov Avinu ultimately came out from that pure. He came out with that Midah. This is what we're saying in the beginning This is why we say, and this is how we start the entire Haggadah. We are implanting within us this essence of who Klal Yisrael is. We have midos. We have Musar. We have standards. We do not fall below. And that's why, beautifully, at the Haggadah itself, what do we do at the Haggadah? At the very moment that theoretically most people would be standing on their graves and dancing upon the graves of the Mitzvah who treated us so shver and so terribly. And yet, what do? Tatzach, Adash. Why? Because we actually pour out in honor of their Tzom Elokim, of the fact that Masa Yada Tava V'yam Ve'atam Bikesh Lashir Bashir, that Hashem said, well, I don't want to sing, because we don't see it to that same degree that they do. The world can look at it from tit for tat, destroy, eye for an eye, but that's not how we look at the world. We look at the world for the higher prism. Mirtz Hashem Yisbarach, we should be zoichet to have this and to remember the beauty of the Klal Yisrael is when we sit around the Seder. Chag Kasher V'sameach.